This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Amid nationwide protests against the rape and murder of the trainee doctor at R.G. Kar Medical Hospital and College in Kolkata, a Supreme Court bench headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur in its first hearing of a Somoto case related to the incident has directed the CBI to submit status report on August 22. The Supreme Court criticized the West Bengal government on Tuesday for the delay in filing an FIR in the horrific rape and murder case. The bench also questioned the immediate appointment of the R.G. Kar Hospital's principal to another college despite his conduct being under scrutiny. The apex court cautioned against the West Bengal government unleashing its power on protesters during this time of national catharsis. The CBI is currently conducting an investigation into the case, taking over from Kolkata Police as per Kolkata High Court order. The investigation agency has been given permission to conduct a polygraph test on main accused, Sanjay Roy. CBI also interrogated Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, the principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital, who resigned from his post after the incident. Supreme Court has constituted a 10-member national task force headed by Surgeon Major R.P. Sarin to formulate a national protocol for ensuring safety and facilities to doctors and healthcare staff in hospitals, securing hospitals from unruly persons, adequate restrooms and duty rooms for them during the hearing of a Somoto case related to the rape and murder case. Aparajita Singh, who was representing the West Bengal Association of Doctors, told the apex court that as many as 600 doctors, male and female, have fled the hospital after the violence on 14 August. SC has taken serious note and ordered CISF to provide security to the hospital. The Supreme Court observed that the court will not compromise on the health and safety of those providing health care. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Monday said that the inner line permit ILP system, which makes it mandatory for non-Arunachalis to obtain ILPs to enter the state, will be strengthened. In a joint meeting with top government officials and leaders of APSU, CM emphasized on the need to strengthen the ILP system to prevent illegal entry and prolonged stay of non-local migrants in the state. Suman Sonar, a native of Gopur, Assam and a resident of Zero Point, Itanagar, was apprehended by Chimpo Police Station on Monday in connection with a case at Longding PS under Immoral Traffic Prevention Act and POKSO Act. Earlier, six persons were arrested by the Longding Police for forcing teenage girls into prostitution in a Joolam-based hotel following a complaint lodged by one of the girls. The Union Health Ministry has written to the heads of the central government hospitals and institutes to enhance security in hospitals. In the letter, the ministry asked them to install sufficient number of high-resolution CCTV cameras at strategic locations, including entrances, exits, corridors, dark spots, and sensitive areas. A control room should also be set up for quick response for an emergency situation. Adequate number of well-trained security guards should be deployed for proper monitoring, patrolling, and surveillance of the premises of the hospitals. It added that adequate number of well-secured duty rooms with basic amenities should be provided for female health professionals. The ministry also said that deployment of lady health professionals at night should be preferably done in more than one number. Government has said that 7.3 crore internet subscribers and 7.7 crore broadband subscribers have been added in the financial year 2023-24. The Communications Ministry said the internet subscribers have increased from 88 crore to over 95 crore during this period. It said the Indian telecom sector has also witnessed remarkable growth during 2023-24. According to the annual report released by Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, the number of telephone subscribers in the country have increased from 117 crore at the end of March last year to around 120 crore at the end of March this year. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over the northeast this week. In Arunachal Pradesh, Chirap, Longding, Namsai, Changlang, Lower Siang, East Kameng, Papumpare, West Kameng, Lower Subansiri, Shiyumi, and Kei Benyur districts are likely to witness widespread heavy rainfall starting from 21st to 24 August. That's all it is. News Bulletin. Namaskar.